for complete details.
You can't all pick Alex in the Carl Anthony's Pick 6. That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
I got it. Fine. Let me have it. I got it. Fine. Let me have it. I got it.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of Eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
Oh. Oh, that feels good. God, I'm telling you. My dogs are barking today. Oh. That feels better.
Del Griffith was sitting in an aisle seat when he took his shoes and socks off on that flight in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. You didn't think after yesterday's show that I was going to just move on, did you? 406, welcome in. Welcome back. The Friday edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn and our producer Kyle Mann, taking you up until 7 o'clock, although that comes with an asterisk because it is extremely complicated tonight. But we've got high school basketball on the horizon. If you listen to us on either of our FM frequencies, 106.3 in Iowa City or 107.5 in Cedar Rapids, you will hear us until about 5:50 tonight. So final hour plus of the show with Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com, going to be on 1600 AM as well as online at KGYMRadio.com. You FM listeners are going to be treated to some high school basketball tonight. So that's what we've got on tap. Plenty to get to today. It is a great show. I say that every day, but I really do mean it today from the bottom of my heart. Love It or Leave It is coming up at the bottom of the hour, a Friday staple. We're going to kick off hour number two today with a conversation with the newly extended men's baseball coach at the University of Iowa as opposed to the women's baseball coach. For God's sakes, you would think I had something else on my mind today. Rick Heller is going to join us at 5 o'clock. Brent Bloom from CycloneFanatic.com will be with us at 5:30. He's going to help preview the Hy-Vee Classic in downtown Des Moines tomorrow. That'll start at 1 o'clock with Iowa and Drake, and then it's Iowa State and UNI at either 3:30 or 30 minutes after the Hawkeyes and the Bulldogs finish up. We'll have the Cyclone Radio Network presentation of that game right here on 1600 AM. And then, as we mentioned, Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com is going to be here on the back end of the program tonight. We're going to catch up with former Iowa running back and current Washington Redskin LaShawn Daniels. Plenty to get to, but everybody wants the order of the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6. And how many? Kyle says that at least two people lodged a complaint or lodged protest that they were not able to pick Alex. That should tell you Alex went off the board first, followed by Kyle, then Scott Unash, Sean fourth, Mark Dukes fifth, and I went last.
Which means you're probably going to win.
Deservedly so. I did no research. I have no vested interest in any of the six games that we picked, and just throwing things against the wall there.
Well, see, what people, I may be sharing this secret. It might be very dangerous of me to do so, but it's very easy to act like you know something about these teams, and that's what I was doing during the pick six. I actually didn't do any research, so whoever picked me, hopefully I have a good week, because I will feel a lot of pressure since two people said, well, why can't I pick Alex? I actually didn't do that much research, and usually that works out for me.
We have to get to the bottom of the lunch schedule here because we've got two lunches.
Yeah, I went 0-6 one week.
And so did Kyle. You're in the queue. You're behind Kyle. And time is running out here because we finish up the pick six with the Super Bowl. So let's get cracking, because next week is next week's a regular week. And then after that, then you got Christmas, and then you got the Pinstripe Bowl, which 81 people are excited about. And then it's New Year's, and then the next thing you know, Super Bowl.
I think maybe after the holidays, right after, when we're all convening and we're all in one place, we can pay those debts off.
I got the official itinerary today from the Pinstripe Bowl, and I don't know. It doesn't necessarily sound like the most uplifting bowl experience for Boston College and Iowa. And yes, a trip to One World Trade Center and the 9/11 Memorial Museum are part of the bowl quote-unquote festivities. I can certainly understand that, although, I don't know, try to show the guys a good time when they're in New York City. Some of them get to go to the New York Stock Exchange on the 26th. There's the head coaches, Steve Adazio and Kirk Ferentz, and some of the players will be present for the ringing of the opening bell. It's early in the morning on the 26th.
So they have to wake up at like 6:30 in the morning just to go there to ring the
trying
the
to figure
bell?
Out whether I want to go to that or not. I don't know. I've never been to the New York Stock Exchange. Probably be the only time in my life that I would ever get to do that and have a little bit of access there. And it's either that or sleep. And then there's a press conference on the 26th at Yankee Stadium, and then they play the game and everybody gets out of town. By the way, we are going to hear, I was told earlier today, and I read an email from the university, Kirk Ferentz, the coordinators and some of the Iowa players are going to be made available to the media at some point next week before the traveling party departs for New York City around Christmas. So we will hear from Kirk Ferentz and a couple of the coaches, Phil Parker and Brian Ferentz, and some of the players before the team heads out to the Pinstripe Bowl. Iowa State still gearing up for the Liberty Bowl against Memphis. That's one of the subjects that we'll touch on with Brent Bloom tonight at 5:30 as well. Poll question today, KGYMRadio.com, has to do with the Hy-Vee Classic this weekend, though. We give you four options. Which teams are going to prevail tomorrow at the, you call it the number one basketball, I guess college basketball event in the state of Iowa? I would say there's probably more interest in the state high school basketball tournaments than this particular event, but if you say it's the number one college event in years that Iowa isn't hosting an NCAA tournament regional at Wells Fargo Arena, there's not a ton of buzz around this, although I think as we discussed the last couple days, the Iowa-Drake matchup's a little bit more interesting than maybe we thought it was going to be a month ago. And then UNI, Iowa State, should be a really good game.
UNI has to be chomping at the bit for this, because I think they're the better team. I think they believe they are the better team. Their resume already, I think, is giving themselves a chance to possibly earn an at-large bid if they don't win the Missouri Valley Conference tournament at the end of the year, if, in fact, they hold serve and have a decent MVC regular season schedule. And they have two more opportunities on their non-conference schedule. And this is one of them against Iowa State with an RPI of 32. And then they turn around next week and take on a top 15 Xavier team at the McLeod Center. So there are two more very good opportunities to add to what is already a really good resume for UNI. And they have one on a neutral court and one at home at the McLeod Center. So you're used to seeing Iowa and Iowa State kind of grabbing the headlines for this event. UNI really is the most accomplished team heading into this Saturday.
Somebody on the Hertine and Stocker text line 8205 says, go to the stock exchange, potentially a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity unless Iowa continues to be completely average. I've had it with the once-in-a-lifetime opportunities, because every time I think that, it turns out
twice.
I'm right. But I remember the first time I ever covered an Outback Bowl. Holy cow, beach day and Clearwater Beach, and this traffic is awful. I can't believe I'm doing this. Well, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And now I think I've been to Tampa, what's it been, five times? They played Florida three times, South Carolina, and LSU. I've covered five Outback Bowls. Now I'm like, just wake me when it's over. I'll be spending my time in the media hospitality room. But it should be I want to get this over with. I've never been less excited about a bowl season than I am for this year. And it doesn't have to do with the fact that the Hawkeyes are going to New York City and no one cares about it, although it's made things interesting here for the last couple weeks because we've got to pretend as if this is on the same level of interest as the Rose Bowl and treating it as if people are awaiting the daily updates about the team's preparation for New York City. Wish I had something to tell you. Now, good news is today the Hawkeyes landed. I guess that's what everybody's at right now. They're focused on the future. But they landed Iowa a four-star quarterback commitment in Spencer Petras out of California. 24/7 Sports ranks him as the 19th best pro-style quarterback in the country. He goes to the same high school, went to the same high school, I should say, as current, by the way, listen closely, Alex, Los Angeles Rams quarterback, ouch, Jared Goff. If you're not with us last night, you think I'm just being a jerk to Alex. Alex, who is from St. Louis, accidentally put the Rams back in St. Louis last night during a segment. That's Freudian slip. Yeah, years and years of talking about the St. Louis Rams. Same high school as Jared Goff, and this is going to go well with Hawkeye fans because they never go overboard about a guy, but the coach says that the coach made a comment that he's a better quarterback or he's enjoyed working with him more than he did Jared Goff.
Fran, coaching that school? So, no?
So here you go. I'm sorry. I'd like to apologize to Peyton Manziel right now. Normally the third string, fourth string quarterback gets to be a little bit more popular than average before he's forgotten about by the fan base. But now you're getting a guy who's going to come in, and I think he's coming in the spring, if I recall reading the story correctly. And so now you've automatically got a guy who's going to be more popular than any of the backup quarterbacks at Iowa, and then you're going to get people speculating, well, Tyler Wiegers is probably going to leave and transfer. I would, too, if I got beat out 2 years in a row on the depth chart, but nothing is official on that front yet, and you can speculate all you want. We'll wait and see what happens. Maybe he sticks around. Maybe he's on the... There have been some pretty good backup quarterbacks that have stayed at Iowa and have hardly ever seen the field, so who knows? But 'tis that time of season, talking about college football, who comes, who goes, but the Hawkeyes up to now, I believe, 16 true freshmen or freshman-eligible players, and then I think there's a JUCO player involved in that recruiting class as well as they try to put the finishing touches on the recruiting class before next week's signing period. Remember, the NCAA changed the legislation and brought in that early signing period.
I've seen him play a little bit on tape.
Spencer
Petras. And I had some people asking me, well, am I drinking the Kool-Aid for thinking that he's the future? And I said, no, not necessarily. But Iowa currently does have a sophomore quarterback. So there's two more years of Nate Stanley. The way he's developed, he's not going to give up his starting position anytime soon. I know that a lot of people are there's a segment of people out there that think that maybe this team would be better off with another quarterback. I don't think that's the case. I think he's more talented than any quarterback we've seen in quite a long time. So if they can get some receivers around him, then you're going to see that offense take off. So this, realistically, Spencer Petras from California will be seeing the field, if all goes well, in about 3 years.
There's a radio guy out of, isn't it Petras and Money? Or is that Petros?
Is that another Nebraska radio station?
No. That ship has sailed. We're done with those guys. 319-366-1600 until the next time. We're done with them until we're not.
Until media day.
Just like we're done with the aisle versus window discussion until we're not. Just when you think, like a lot of other things going on in the world, just when you think things can't get lower than they are, we find a way on this program. We always do. 319-366-1600. Love it or leave it, coming up at the bottom of the hour. Tickets today, our final pair for RCC Volume 14 at the U.S. Cellular Center coming up on the 29th. That is a Friday, December 29th. 10 MMA bouts on one card. 2 tickets to get you in. Be listening for your chance between now and 7 o'clock. We'll do that. You know what? I do this, and I'm guilty of it all the time. but I'm going to try to hold me to my word on this. We'll give those tickets away before 5:50 tonight, when the majority of folks who are listening to the program either on 107.5 or 106.3 can no longer hear us. So I want everybody who is listening, and including all 81 people who are excited about the Pinstripe Bowl. We had somebody on the text line ask if they were all playing for or associated with the University of Iowa. Very well could be at this point.
At least a pretty big chunk
of that. We'll give those tickets away before 5:50 tonight.
Now, we were talking about window and aisle seats yesterday. Do you remember the other topic that we tackled, not about anything academic?
How the Cardinals were big winners at the winter meetings.
No.
Oh.
We also talked about people who clap after movies.
People who clap after. It started with people who clap when the plane lands.
Yes.
And then it segued into those people may be rubes, but they're not as bad as people who clap at the end of movies.
So Cajun Troy on the Hertine and Stocker text line has alerted us that her son went and saw Star Wars last night in Anaheim, and most of the theater clapped following the movie.
Which goes to what BJ and Marion said.
They're still out there.
Now, he said specifically comic book movies, and Star Wars is not a comic book, but it falls into sort of the same genre.
Yes.
And I don't want to disparage anybody here, because the complaint list against me is growing by the day, but I could totally see a theater filled with people who enjoy Star Wars clapping because they enjoyed the Star Wars movie. That doesn't surprise me.
You enjoy Star Wars, don't you?
I do. I'm not the person who gets dressed up in costume and goes to stand in line for the movie. I don't own a Star Wars costume. Never have, never will. But I've seen... I couldn't tell you what we're up to now. Is this the 9th film? 8th film? I've seen the 6. I think I'm 2 behind at this point. So that automatically disqualifies me as a quote-unquote Star Wars person. But I know people are very excited about this, and no spoilers, but I couldn't believe that Darth Vader was also Yoda's father. It blew my mind when I found that out.
319. Is that a spoiler?
3666. Look, he's asking me if
that's
a spoiler.
I don't know anything about Star Wars.
He doesn't know anything about Star Wars.
I know Darth Vader is the bad guy.
We could do a show
Does
someday.
Does he turn out to be Luke Skywalker's dad?
We could do
dad?
A show someday.
Right?
Oh, yeah, well, now you just spoiled it for people who've never seen the
originals.
Yeah,
but that was like the original. Okay.
Well, here's the deal. No matter
Everybody
how long,
knows that.
No matter how long it's been since a TV show or a movie has been out, someone will always complain about having something spoiled.
So something like from 1985.
Right. I feel like if you talked about the Sopranos ending, which is one of the most controversial endings in TV history, that's been, 15 years ago now? I feel if I talked about that in detail, somebody would get mad about it. Same goes for Breaking Bad, any TV show, any movie. Someone out there is always waiting to be like, dude, spoiler alert. But I'm... You may have saved me here from a very bad idea, but I'm thinking at some point in time during the summer months when things are very slow here in the sports talk world, or I'm serving an inevitable suspension for something that I've done or said, you take a movie and just let caller after caller after caller explain the movie, but you get like 2 sentences or a paragraph on the text line, and then that's your show for the day. And then you just sit back and you drink Mai Tais or something and let people do the work for you.
Should we just do that during Game of Thrones season?
I think
people would love that.
Spoiler alert.
I would hate that, but people would love that.
Spoiler alert. Peter Dinklage's character.
We're here for the people.
Somehow related to Darth Vader. It's like I made an All in the Family reference earlier on the gym class when we were doing the picks. Everything goes back to All in the Family. Everything goes back to Darth Vader. All in the Family... You spun off the Jeffersons from that show. You spun off Maude. And I feel like I'm forgetting one there in the Norman Lear canon. Scott Unash will let me know.
Bull Durham? Crash gets cut. Spoiler alert. Sorry, guys.
Well, he also breaks...
Did I just make someone mad?
He breaks the record. That's... The whole movie is not entirely about his pursuit of the home run. Okay.
Yeah,
it should have been.
Well, no.
Could have been. There are people that argue that that's not a baseball movie, that it's a love story. And then that gets you into the next week. We'll talk about movies. Everybody wants to always, are you going to do the Die Hard? Everybody does that. everybody who in this business who's completely lazy spends one segment a year talking about whether or not Die Hard is a Christmas movie. It's tired. It's old.
I think
cliche.
We've done that.
We probably have because I'm lazy too. Does it qualify as a Christmas movie? Well, maybe.
My question is, the December 23rd's on a Saturday. What are we going to do for the Festivus episode?
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't
it's
know.
It's my favorite episode of the year.
I'm just going to... What we'll do for the Festivus episode this year is I'm going to call in to WNML in Knoxville and air my grievances.
Please.
It'll be a short
and then
segment.
We'll just play them on here.
426, we'll step aside, take a quick break. We come back. Kyle's going to have your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. Love it or leave it on the way, and a whole lot more, including a chat coming up at 5:05 tonight with Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller. Back with more after this.
When you're looking for a new pair of glasses, it's nice to have a pair of locations to choose from. That's why McDonald Optical has two Iowa City locations. Stop and see McDonald Optical in their brand new space next to Panera, inside the Iowa City Marketplace on the east side of town. Or come to their tried and true store on South Clinton Street downtown. Schedule an eye exam with one of their excellent doctors. And find your next pair of glasses at one of McDonald Optical's pair of Iowa City stores. McDonald Optical. Eyewear as individual as you.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Beat the Christmas shopping crowds this holiday season and start your shopping at Siegel's. Get jewelry at 40 to 75% off retail savings. This sale includes our entire stock of new and estate jewelry, diamonds, watches, tennis bracelets, gold and sterling. No interest layaway and Synchrony financing available. Visit our family-owned and operated store located on First Avenue, one block south of Town and Country Shopping Center.
There's always something special at Siegel's.
Welcome back in. Just a reminder to join us next week on the program beginning on Monday. We're going to have $50 gift certificates to Elevate Salon and Spa to give away all week. Last minute stocking stuffers for those of you out there, whether or not $50 is your max Christmas gift, as somebody mentioned during the Carl Ennery's Pick 6 earlier today, or whether or not you can look like a high roller, because whatever your max is, you tack a $50 gift certificate on top of that.
I was quick to defend you, Todd, because you are the house of full-size candy bars at Halloween, so I figured that your prices for stocking stuffers were a little bit elevated as well. See what
elevate,
I did there?
Elevate Salon and Spa, yeah. I don't know where to go from here. Oh, yes, I do. Kyle's in the studio. Time now. I'm reading the text line here. My apologies. Midwest One Bank, time for a big board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa and Drake will square off the Hy-Vee Classic tomorrow. Cordell Pemsl said to be iffy as he recovers from a laceration to his leg suffered in Ames. And regarding his lineup and rotations, Fran McCaffrey said he's going to stick to the script rather than scramble to match up with the Bulldogs' four-guard lineup. That game's going to tip at 1, followed by Iowa State and UNI at 3:30. Iowa football got a commitment yesterday from quarterback Spencer Petras, a 6'5" pro-style passer from California. He chose the Hawkeyes after decommitting from Oregon State and over other offers from Cal and Louisville, among others. The Rough Riders fell on the road last night, 2-1 in a shootout with the Youngstown Phantoms to fall to 9-12 on the season, but they've got a chance to get back at them tonight in the second game of a back-to-back. Their next game will be here in Cedar Rapids on the 27th. We're loaded with high school basketball action tonight. Beginning at 5:50, our show will be exclusively on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, and that's because we've got a pair of boy-girl doubleheaders. On 106.3 FM, the South Gym, we'll have Iowa City Regina at West Branch. Girls first, followed by the boys, and on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, we'll have Cedar Rapids Washington at Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Again, girls first, and the boys will be getting started shortly after our show's over, so we'll also pick that one up on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. And we're also going to be carrying that Iowa State versus UNI game from the Hy-Vee Classic tomorrow. Coverage starts at 2:30, and that will also be on 1600 AM, the historic main gym.
Thank you, 8705. If any listeners don't know that Darth Vader is Luke's father, that's
shh,
on them.
Shh,
period.
Yeah, it's on them, but it doesn't. You don't need to drive home the point, because then you're just upsetting people further. By the way, I received a text here from Rob Howe, who will be joining us here on the back end of the program today. It's Petrus.
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 Ah.
4-star, according. I think Rivals has him as a 4-star. 24/7 has him as a 3-star.
Former Oregon State commit.
He was committed to Oregon State. This happens all the time. Committed to Oregon State, coaching change, yes. Reopened his commitment, visited Iowa City over the weekend, and chose the Hawkeyes over the, I guess, recommitting to Oregon State. Nebraska got a big quarterback, a big-time quarterback commit the other day as well. Scott Frost doing a solid job recruiting, even though his mind is still in two places.
It's interesting because I know that he's recruiting some of the guys that he had committed at UCF while
UCF. I hate that aspect of it.
And it's even more awkward because usually the coach leaves and goes to the program before the bowl game, but he's actually coaching the team in the bowl game and stealing their recruits. That's awkward.
You know what else is awkward? The segue. I'm just kidding. We've got about 15 seconds before the hard out at the top of the hour. Love it or leave it is coming up. You'll hear from Iowa baseball coach Rick Keller. We've still got the pair of tickets to RCC Volume 14 at the U.S. Cellular Center to give away, and a whole lot more as hour number one continues on after this.
The holiday season is here. Time for laughter and time for cheer. This year, enjoy spending time celebrating with family and friends. Just remember, buzz driving is drunk driving. If you're going to drink, plan another way home before the celebration begins and encourage your friends and family to do the same. Even one too many drinks increases the risk of a crash while driving. Be responsible and have a happy holidays. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. The Phillies will sign free agent first baseman Carlos Santana to a 3-year, $60 million contract. The Angels will sign free agent shortstop Zach Cozart for 3 years, $38 million. Free agent right-hander Hector Rondon will sign a 2-year deal with the world champion Houston Astros. It's ESPN's All Access Day with the Philadelphia 76ers. The Sixers will tip off a Friday night doubleheader at 7 Eastern against the Thunder. Our Stephen A. Smith asked Joel Embiid if he's the best big man in the game.
Yeah, definitely. You know, especially when you look at the way I play the game, man, I feel like offensively I can do everything, be a playmaker, score the ball, set up my teammates, and defensively I feel like I'm the best defensive player in the league.
Embiid will play tonight in spite of tightness in his back. Sixers Thunder followed by Spurs and Rockets starting at 7 Eastern on ESPN. Broncos quarterback Trevor Siemian will miss the rest of the season with a left shoulder injury that shouldn't need surgery.
This holiday season, Upside.com is giving all business travelers the gift of a better business travel experience. Just book your next business trip at Upside.com to enjoy a level of customer service you've never had before. You deserve a better business trip. Upside.com.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Why? Eugene, go.
I think because Ford engineers always add new stuff, so the competition can't catch up.
Whoa, Eugene sounds like an expert.
Well, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise, like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrabuary. It has 32 days.
So you can appreciate the new 2018 F-150 raising the bar with available Bliss with trailer coverage. It monitors your truck's and your trailer's blind spots.
How about our new bar-raising poker chips? You can play with them or eat them. So,
the new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start stop, standard on all engines, and an available 10-speed transmission.
We have sandals with available built-in socks.
And we are out of time.
Huge in Oregon.
This is the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
Driver assist features like Bliss are supplemental and do not replace the driver's attention, judgment, and the need to control the vehicle. With Pennzoil Synthetics in your engine, you can let your horses run free. Because Pennzoil Synthetics gives you the power of complete protection, so you can let your engine growl, purr, and roar. We know horsepower matters, and that's why Dodge SRT trusts Pennzoil in the fastest and most powerful production car in the world. And if they trust our performance, you can too. Pennzoil Synthetics give you complete protection for top engine performance. Make the switch today at your nearest Walmart location.
Guys, the holiday challenge is on at JCPenney. Shop now and get her all the gifts she'll love, like select fine jewelry for up to 60% off, plus an extra 25% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. And get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items throughout the store and at JCP.com. Get everything on her list for less than you think. Hurry in now, JCPenney. Coupon valid 12/14 to 12/16. Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Other exclusions may apply. See store or JCP.com for details.
4:36, welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight, at least on 1600 AM. Our FM frequencies breaking off early tonight for high school basketball coverage. Check out KGYMRadio.com to find out which game you'll be getting, depending on how you listen to us. 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym, here in Cedar Rapids. A couple tickets to RCC Volume 14 at the U.S. Cellular Center in downtown Cedar Rapids coming up Friday, December 29th. 10 bouts, one card, one phone number right now. Caller number 6, 319-366-1600. Caller number 6 is going to take home those tickets. That's me following through on the promise to do that giveaway before 5:50 tonight. And if I didn't do it now, I was going to forget it, and it was going to be 5:51 before you know it. Before you know it, it's going to be time for Love It or Leave It.
If you don't love it, leave it. Let the song that I'm singing be a warning.
Two choices, one answer.
We either love it or we leave it.
It's okay. Ricky gave us permission to do this.
So we want to make sure moving forward that we have the okay to call that segment Love It or Leave It. Since you're sort of the owner.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Number one.
Panthers at large. Is this a you and I thing? Because I can do this in the Gary Rima voice.
Yes, it is.
Panthers at large.
Oh, baby. The you and I Panthers, I touched on this in the
first
segment.
Poor Rima, by the way.
I know. I don't do a very good...
Hey, thank you for... it was bad.
Gary Rima.
Guys?
Yeah, you're the one that does the Gary Rima better than anybody, so I'll leave that one to you. But the you and I Panthers right now are 8-2 with an RPI of 18 and a strength of schedule of 20 in the country. And so far, they have played one of the most difficult schedules in the non-Power 5, a mid-major schedule that is better than most in the country, and they have fared fairly well. So I look at the last two games of their non-conference schedule, one on a neutral site against an Iowa State team who is ranked number 32 in the RPI right now that I think is very winnable if you're the UNI Panthers, and then a game at home against Xavier. And Todd, I know how much you love bracketology. So I went and looked at Joe Lunardi's initial bracketology that was released last week, and he has right now the UNI Panthers as the first team out of the tournament. So already their resume is good enough to at least be a bubble team. And if they beat Iowa State, all of a sudden they strengthen their resume. And if they win these next two games, you're looking at a team, as long as they hold serve and finish in the top two of the Missouri Valley Conference, it looks like they will have a really, really good chance. I'm not going to call them a lock, but if they win these next two games, they will have a really good chance to get in the tournament, regardless of what they do in St. Louis at the end of the regular season. So right now, the Panthers have a really good chance at solidifying their non-conference schedule to get an at-large in the at-large berth in the end of the NCAA tournament. And that should have a lot of you and I fans excited. So I love this.
Number two.
All right, Todd. Better than nothing.
I'm talking about the Hy-Vee Classic this weekend, and when you look at it as a basketball fan, a college basketball fan in the state, this is better than nothing. And that's sort of the road that I think we were going down when Iowa and Iowa State said, hey, wait a minute, what are we doing playing home-and-home series with two MVC teams every year in Drake and UNI? And so rather than a couple of those series, I won't call them necessarily rivalries, but rather than seeing them go by the wayside, everybody came up with this event. It seems to be relatively popular. I know you and I and Drake are still not huge fans necessarily. Go back to Wednesday's conversation with the one and only Gary Rima. I don't think Gary's ever going to warm to the idea of this event, but it's better than nothing. I want to see Iowa play Drake and you and I both every year. I'd like to see Iowa State play Drake and you and I every year. Not going to happen. It's 2017. Those days are long gone. But I think back to some of those great games, Iowa going to the Knapp Center when Tom Davis was coaching the Bulldogs. I think back to watching Iowa as a kid go to the Unidome and playing Eldon Miller's UNI team. I've got fond memories of those. And as Gary said on the program the other day, for kids who grow up in the state of Iowa, to be able to go to Hilton Coliseum or to Carver Hawkeye Arena, that was a really special experience, and that's off the table now. But they're still playing these games, just not the way that some people would like to see them played. As long as they're making money and everybody's at least sort of happy about the setup, I say continue it. The only thing I wish could be done better is the atmosphere is lacking. As Gary Rima referred to it, it feels like a conference tournament where if you are there to root for one team, you're completely oblivious to the other game that's going on. And that just, it kills the atmosphere. You got 12,000, 13,000 people in the arena and only 6,000 of them care about what's going on. You're not going to have a very good atmosphere. So I wish that they could figure out a way, and it's almost impossible, but to get everybody energized about both games, and then I think this would be as great of an event as it possibly could be.
Number three.
QB1 in Sin City.
We touched on this during the Carl and Ernie's pick six. If you are trying to find some kind of motivation to watch the bowl games, the bowl season starts tomorrow, then watch the game that starts at 2:30 p.m. local time, 2:30 p.m. Central Time, the Las Vegas Bowl between Oregon and Boise State. Boise State's a top 25 team, and a lot of people notice that Oregon at 7-5 is a 7.5-point favorite over the top 25 Broncos of Boise State. And some people are asking, well, why is that? The reason that is the case is because Oregon has one of the top quarterback prospects in the country who has been hurt for 5 games this year. When he has been healthy, Justin Herbert is his name, the 6'6" gunslinger for the Ducks. The Oregon Ducks are averaging 52 points per game and are 6-1 without him. They're 1-4, averaging 15 points per game. And Todd, I brought up bracketology earlier in this segment, and I'm going to bring up the Heisman fatigue that we talked about early in the week, where Heisman talk sometimes starts before the previous season even ends, and it's already starting for this kid. There are comparisons to Carson Wentz and all kinds of lofty expectations for the guy calling the signals for the Ducks. So he is really fun to watch. If you want a reason to watch football tomorrow, tune in to see Justin Herbert play, because Oregon is a completely different football team with him, and you're going to see him on Sundays coming up in the very near future.
Number four.
Do you know who's pitching today, Todd?
That would be you, as in YU, you Darvish. And I'm going to throw this out there, pump the brakes. There are a lot of Cub fans who are extremely excited about a report from a Japanese news outlet that seems to indicate that the Cubs are the lead candidate to acquire the services of the right-handed pitcher. I'll believe that when I see it, although I think that they have certainly been keeping tabs on you, Darvish, and I think if the price was right, they would certainly take a flyer on him. I think whoever winds up with Darvish this offseason has an opportunity to cash in that lottery ticket. I think if you can get him with the right pitching coach and you can get him healthy for an entire season, especially pitching in the National League, I think he could do some definite damage. But he certainly comes with some baggage, some injury concerns. He's not the same pitcher that he was when he made his MLB debut. But we've been down this road before, and that's why I just don't ever allow myself to get my hopes up about, because I've heard rumors about this guy and that guy and this guy. And when they come true, that's great. And when they don't, which is more often than not, then you get your hopes up for nothing. But I think it's going to be fascinating to see where Darvish goes and if he winds up with a National League team. I certainly hope it is the Cubs, but they've already addressed, for the most part, their rotation issues this year. Jake Arrieta is still out there as a free agent, although I don't think he's coming back. Also, let's not forget that this is a Japanese news outlet and things are sometimes lost in translation, even though it translates to the Cubs are said to be the favorite here. So take it with a very large grain of salt.
Number five.
Piscotty going home.
In case you missed it, the St. Louis Cardinals traded their first-round draft pick and one of their former top prospects, Stephen Piscotty, back to the Oakland A's. Piscotty is a Pleasanton, California native, and the Oakland is just about 25 miles from Pleasanton. And there was a lot of speculation over the past couple of years that Piscotty was going to be traded to the Bay Area because, yes, he's from there, and he has a mother who is battling ALS. And I just kind of saw it from my perspective as this guy is only 4 months older than I am. And I can't imagine the kind of the anguish and everything that his family is going through right now. And I knew if I were in his shoes and 2,000 miles away from home, while my mom was battling something like this, I would be my head would not be right. And you just saw a little bit of regression from him on the field. And I think that this was the only move that could be made. This was the only option to get him closer to his family at this time. And I'm just glad that in this tough situation, these two teams were able to come together and make this happen for the sake of Stephen Piscotty. And my thoughts and prayers are going to be with his family. And hopefully he gets his career back on track. So I love the fact that he's going home.
Number six.
All right, Todd, Rodgers returns.
I'm going to preemptively leave this. Oh. And I know Badger Mike is going to be upset at me on the Hurtin and Stocker text line. He's got the faith that the team is going to run the table and get into the playoffs. But I think it would have been best for everybody involved had Aaron Rodgers just shut it down and said, I will see you in 2018. My personal opinion, he's your franchise quarterback. You need one to be competitive to go to the Super Bowl in the NFL. Very few teams have one. Green Bay does. I think they're pushing the limits of bringing him back. And if it were up to me, which thankfully if you're a Packers fan, it's not. But if it were up to me, I think I would have just said, we'll shut it down. We'll go with Brett Hundley, and whatever happens, happens over the next three games. But he's too important to the coming seasons to risk injuring again. Now, on the other side, I guess if he gets injured again, he's got the whole offseason to recuperate. But then what was it all for? I'm nervous about this. We'll see how it plays out.
Number seven.
Speed Killens. Is that a typo?
No, it is not.
Okay.
Adrian Killens is the running back for University of Central Florida. And I know how much...
Oh, yeah, okay.
I know how much Iowa fans love when somebody trolls the SEC. So in this case, Adrian Killens, Iowa fans, just became your new favorite running back. His quote yesterday during a media availability in anticipation for the Peach Bowl matchup against Auburn was, quote, SEC football, they don't have a lot of speed, honestly. Auburn hasn't seen any speed like we have. They're in for a rude awakening. And I kind of went to bat for the kid. I don't know if that's necessarily true. I don't know if you want to give anybody any ammo or bulletin board material, but this kid is the fastest player I have seen in college football. So I already know that he's faster than anybody that Auburn has seen all season. And when I pointed that out, A lot of Auburn fans and SEC fans in the ether were looking up results on Twitter and firing back at me because apparently Killens really got under their skin. So this guy single-handedly got under their skin to the point where former SEC linebackers, I'm not going to name any names, but were calling me out earlier today because, quote, I've never played the game. So it got to that, it got escalated that much to where former SEC linebackers were looking for commenters to start a war with and telling me that I don't know what I'm talking about. So I thought that was pretty fun. And I love the fact that speed killens, it kills, it killens, and he is going to give Auburn a lot of trouble.
We won't be hearing you on the Paul Feinbaum show anytime soon.
No, we will not.
Okay. Number eight.
Mike.
If you are a fan of sports talk radio, you may or may not be aware, but today was the final day for Mike Francesa on WFAN in New York City. Francesa, for 30 years, has been either the co-host or the host of traditionally the number one most listened to sports talk radio show in the number one media market in the country. He, for years, did a show with Christopher Russo, who bothers me immensely on the MLB Network, and I refuse to watch his show, but to each their own. And I can't necessarily say that I'm a huge Mike Francesa fan. I hardly ever heard him. Won't get a chance to hear him in New York later this month because today was his last day. But nobody in this business would be sitting where they are today were it not for what Mike Francesa and Christopher Russo did at WFAN in Chicago. And so with that being said, I think everybody in this business owes him a great deal of gratitude. And he's an interesting guy. And it's been interesting following from afar people commenting on some of the things that he's said on his show, especially in the last couple of years as he's declined a little bit as a host. But sports talk radio sort of exists because of what they were able to do at WFAN. They proved that that was a viable outlet, and that's the reason why idiots like me are here. So don't blame anybody in this building. Blame Mike Francesa.
Number nine.
A guy who he talked about often during his playing days with the Knicks, Patrick Ewing's honesty.
I absolutely love this. If you think that Iowa basketball's non-conference schedule is bad, let's just take a look and see who Georgetown, the new program, the program newly run by Patrick Ewing, has played in their non-conference schedule. Jacksonville, Mount St. Mary's, Maryland Eastern Shore, Richmond, Maine, Coppin State, Howard, and North Carolina A&T, eight teams with a combined record of 22-63. Ken Pomeroy, who you know as the who makes the KenPom rating, says that this is the worst non-conference schedule that he's seen since the rankings came out. And Patrick Ewing was asked about his schedule, and they actually, his program backed out of the PK-80 earlier this year where they would have played some of these top-level programs, and he had this to say, quote, "It's my belief, why go out there and get my ass kicked to show my recruits that we need their help when I can stay home and watch other people get their butts kicked?" That's the honesty I want to hear. When I see somebody with a bad non-conference schedule, I've always been waiting to hear somebody say, "Yeah, we're not good enough to go out there and play the big boys." I've never heard it before until right now. You usually hear, "Oh, these teams aren't that bad. This is why they're not that bad. They're really good on pick and roll defense. They're good on the perimeter. They spread you out." Nope. "I don't want to go out there and get my ass kicked," was what Patrick Ewing says. So kudos to you, Patrick Ewing.
Number 10.
Spoiler alerts.
We talked about it earlier here in hour number one. I don't know what the guideline is for spoiler alerts, but there always has to be one person out there that likes to ruin the party for everybody. So if you are that person, think long and hard before doing it someplace like Twitter or Facebook, because the enjoyment that you will get out of riling other people up is nowhere close to the enjoyment that those people would get from going to see whatever movie or TV show it is that you're ruining for them. Don't be a jerk and don't post spoilers 20 minutes after a movie has finished for the first day of its run. Just a thought. But yeah, if you're upset about the Luke Skywalker, Darth Vader thing, it's been long enough. I think there's probably some sort of code as far as a timeline goes.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Let's keep it here. Let's send it over. Kyle has joined us in the studio here. We're going to do another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa and Drake are going to square off at the Hy-Vee Classic tomorrow. Cordell Pemsl said to be iffy as he recovers from a laceration to his leg suffered in Ames. And regarding his lineup and rotations, Fran McCaffrey said he's going to stick to the script rather than scramble to try to match up with the Bulldogs' four-guard lineup. That game's going to tip at 1 o'clock, followed by Iowa State and UNI at 3:30. Iowa football got a commitment yesterday from quarterback Spencer Petras, a 6'5" pro-style passer from California. He chose the Hawkeyes after decommitting from Oregon State and over other offers from Cal and Louisville, among others. The Rough Riders fell on the road last night, 2-1 in a shootout with the Youngstown Phantoms to fall to 9-12 on the season, but they've got a chance to get back at them tonight in the second game of a back-to-back. Their next game will be here in Cedar Rapids on the 27th. We're loaded with high school basketball action tonight. Beginning at 5:50, our show will be exclusively on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, and that's because we've got a pair of boy-girl doubleheaders. On 106.3 FM, the South Gym, we'll have Iowa City Regina at West Branch, the girls followed by the boys. And on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, we'll have Cedar Rapids Washington at Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Again, girls first, and the boys will be getting started shortly after our show's over, so we'll also pick that one up on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. We'll also be carrying that Iowa State versus UNI game from the Hy-Vee Classic tomorrow. Coverage will start at 2:30, and that will also be on 1600 AM, the historic main gym.
Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller had a contract extension given to him yesterday. The university announced he's going to be in place through the 2024 season. Iowa, the Big Ten tournament champions last year, heading to the NCAA tournament, one of only two coaches in program history to take the Hawks to the NCAA tournament, Dwayne Banks being the other one. Rick is going to join us coming up next. It'll be the first conversation that we've had with him since we talked with him after the team got back from Taiwan. So stick around for that. Also coming up today, Brent Bloom from Cyclone Fanatic will be with us tonight at 5:30. We'll get a Liberty Bowl update from him, as well as talk a little Hy-Vee Classic. And Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com will join us in the third and final hour of the program. Don't go anywhere. More on the way.